7 after the hour now on the Derek Staff and Good Day program. We have the services of the Queen of Sheep, Jennifer, back from
wherever she's been.
Yeah.
From wherever.
Yeah. Wherever.
Parts unknown, I think.
However, I have parts unknown.
Yes, you do have parts unknown. And just as soon keep it that way. Thank you very much. hold on just a second. Stand by. Hold on. Okay, it's the...
Fly or mosquito?
As a fly. Too many mosquitoes this time of year.
You missed it. This has been a reoccurring theme, Roberta. This is what the show sounds like this last week. Ready?
Right. Bam.
Got him.
Bam, boom. Wednesday, August 1st, and the Queen of Sheep has deals from where? What are we going to get later on from you, Roberta?
Oh, man, we have a lot of deals from Amazon, from Pete's. Still have deals that are valid from Olive Garden. Lots of good stuff. Food and music.
Food and music.
Yes.
All right, so we have a lot of things that are going on in the world that we ought to talk about, and we'll get ourselves geared up for that in a matter of moments. You have sore, achy joints. They're just a fact of life for many of us, especially as you get older. There's a large study that recently was conducted by the government. It showed only 25% of users saw any relief at all from the standard glucosamine and chondroitin products. There's a new all-natural product that I've been using for about 10 days now, and it's beginning to work very well for me. I'm expecting it'll be good for a lot of you as well. It's called Ultra Joint. Ultra Joint. U-L-T-R-A-J-O-I-N-T. Ultra Joint combines a new cartilage repairing compound with an anti-inflammatory and joint-specific vitamins, minerals, and herbs make the most complete joint formula available. People are calling about this, emailing, get the information straight. This is not hard to find. It's been imported by our friends that import Cardiol. So you go to their website, cardiol.net/ultra. Ultra Joint is safe, FDA registered, and believe me, it actually works. The makers of Ultra Joint are so confident it'll work, they're offering you a free trial. See for yourself. Feel for yourself. You pay $4.95 in shipping and handling, and that's it. You try Ultra Joint, see that it works, and then stay on it. They know it'll work. That's why they're giving it to you for free, to try it out at no risk to you. Order online, cardiol.net/ultra. That's cardiol.net/ultra, U-L-T-R-A, or call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. You don't have to live with that pain. Order Ultra Joint now.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
13 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Jennifer has the television report later on in the hour. What do we have highlights in that department, Jennifer?
The Brady Bunch is coming back, and I have all the details for you.
The Brady Bunch.
I can't wait.
How about the NBC coverage of the Olympics? Lots of people are talking about this. Roberta, are you following the Olympics since you've been gone? You were... Let me see. I haven't talked to you since the Olympics started last weekend, I don't think,
right? That's right. Yeah. I was in Rhode Island for the Newport Folk Festival, and not really. I haven't been following it at all.
Yeah. I don't. People say the ratings are great, but I don't get that there are a lot of people paying attention. Everybody I talk about says, you know.
Well, let's clarify. The ratings were great over the opening weekend.
Yeah, huh? Okay.
That was when they were great.
Opening ceremonies and all that stuff.
Opening ceremonies and the first weekend of events. And, you know, I think it tapers off maybe, and then it comes back strong towards the end.
Yeah. Well, it just seems to me. In this
Although it is still killing its night. I mean, it's beating all the other networks are just dying.
Well, it's summertime. Everybody else is playing reruns.
Yeah, there's nothing really on.
Mm-hmm. No, right, exactly. So this is not the poll yesterday, we asked how you would rate NBC's coverage so far. 33% of you said you thought they were doing a good job. 18% of you said you didn't like that they were running tape-delayed events in prime time. 21% said, I don't understand why they blocked that terrorism victim tribute. I don't understand that either.
Yeah.
What was that all about? Anybody got that?
I have no idea.
That?
It's so stupid, I think.
To the Israeli athletes, right?
Yeah. I didn't even begin to understand that. 15% said coverage was so-so. 14% of you said think it's pretty bad, but they're only they're the only ones who have the game so that you'll watch it anyway. 9% said I haven't been watching the Olympics. I find a lot more people than that just think it's too much. There's not enough focus on
it. It's only 5,000 hours. What do you mean it's too much?
Here's I'm looking at the sort of rundown here. Michael Phelps. Matter of fact, I think we have Michael... the audio from Michael Phelps. He was interviewed after he won his record-setting 19th Olympic medal.
Wow.
Here he is talking about it.
Michael, first of all, congratulations. The most decorated Olympian ever. Extraordinary evening. I have to say, I thought you were unbelievably gracious earlier this evening. Tough night.
I was. You know, having the 200 fly not really go the way I wanted. You know, Chad, I've had the privilege of getting to know Chad and racing with him over the last year, and we've done some shoots and stuff together, and, you know, he's a hard worker, and he's a very talented kid, I was on the other end of that finish 4 years ago, and he got me here, so, I can't be too upset. 153 flat is a decent time for me, but the most important thing was coming back to together with these relay, or with this relay and these group of guys. You know, after the 400 free relay, we obviously wanted to tie something together, and we did it. So, you know, first gold medal of the meet, so I'm very happy.
You're an extraordinary athlete, and it's been a real honor watching you.
Thank you very much.
Why is it an honor to watch him?
Didn't he barely qualify?
He barely did. Fraction of a second.
I mean, when somebody, that's, you know what, you listen to a reporter, that's why they're getting bad grades. There was some reporter yesterday who interviewed Evander Holyfield, NBC reporter, didn't even know it was Evander Holyfield. She did a man on the street interview, and then the guy tweets, I guess he went on Twitter and said, I was just interviewed by somebody at NBC, they didn't know who I was.
Oh, that's pretty terrible.
Yeah, it really is. It just shows you the caliber of the people that are coming. Nobody knows anything about anything. Here's American Allison Schmidt, won in gold in the 200-meter freestyle, set an Olympic record fast time, 153.61. Missy Franklin missed the bronze by 1/100th of a second. How do you get it down to that? She's the darling, I think, anyway. Isn't she this year, Missy Franklin?
Yeah, it seems to be. And how do you get over that? I mean, just that little bit of time. Ugh.
The U.S. men's basketball team cruising to another victory, 110-63 over Tunisia. First time they've ever been in the Olympics. The basketball team is 2-0 in a group 2 zip. Can we say that? Like, here I am, hash Steffen. France upset Argentina 71-64. Don't you love all the old, they used to have, they don't anymore, have some of the great names for sports reporters. Mug Williams, I remember him. Yeah.
It's like weather reporters. They have, like, you know, Dallas.
Storm Kennedy.
Stormy, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The U.S. women's gymnastic team took the team all-around gold medal in pretty easy fashion, beat the second-place Russians by 5 points. That's pretty good. Gold medal gives Jordan Weber, is that her name?
Yes.
Bit of redemption after missing out on the individual all-around finals. Excuse me, Gabby Douglas and Allie Raisman competing for that gold tomorrow. U.S. women's soccer team finished 3-0 in group play, topping New North Korea, let's see, 1-0 the final game. They face New Zealand on Friday. Serbian tennis superstar Novak Djokovic. Is that how you pronounce it?
Sure.
Djokovic.
Djokovic, I don't know.
Djokovic.
Exactly.
Djokovic. Knocked out.
Oh.
Are you titting flies, too? Is that what that is?
That wasn't me.
No, that's me.
He's being a wise guy.
I recorded you doing that yesterday.
Just flies in the studio?
Yeah, well, flies in my studio. I think Michael's just giving me the old 1-2 down there.
Oh.
All right, Michael.
You know, he's really hitting cucarachas.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Two badminton women's double teams came under fire yesterday for attempting to lose a preliminary round in order to get an easier draw in the next round. Teams from China and
Clever.
South Korea. They attempted to lose because another Chinese team had been upset earlier, meaning the loser would avoid the stronger Chinese team. Second South Korea team was threatened with expulsion from the game for trying to throw it. Ay, ay, ay. The Queen's granddaughter, Zara Phillips, won silver in the three-day, horse race or something? What is this? Okay. Excuse me. So where do we stand? China and the U.S. tied for 23 overall medals, 13 gold for the Chinese, 9 for America, 6, silver for China, 8 for America, 4 bronze for China, 6 for America. Japan still staying at 3 with 13 overall gold. France has 11. South Korea, 8, tied with Italy and Russia for that position. Germany and Australia have 6. Romania's got 5. 4 for North Korea, Great Britain, and Canada. 3 for Kazakhstan, Hungary, Brazil, Ukraine. 2 for South Africa, Netherlands, Mexico, and Colombia. And the Czechs still don't seem to be doing
it. Oh, shut out still, huh?
Yeah, I don't see anything. Mm-hmm. A lot of ones to some of the other. I see nothing for Czechoslovakia here, Jennifer. Sorry about that.
Stinks.
Too bad. All right, so.
Recount.
Yeah. So we have that storyline. There's a controversy floating around, Roberta, about some people in Washington, some students getting paid to go to summer school. Much discussion about that in New York. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, a little bit about it. People think actually it's a good idea, especially for high school students.
Who thinks it's a good idea?
No,
what person? Name one other than you.
When you talk to people, the reason why, I'll tell you why. Because a lot of these kids need to go to work in the summer to help support their families. So if it's a matter of going to work or going to school, they're going to choose going to work. So if you pay them to go to school, at least they're making money.
I think that's outrageous.
So think of it in that
no,
sense.
I think it's outrageous that that's the way that people would look at it instead of just getting the grades and accomplishing something for the sake of accomplishing something that you can use later on in life. At what point does this stuff stop? And where does the entitlement stop?
Well, it's also a matter of giving students the types of courses that they can use later in life.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is some kids are failing things like physics. Like, okay, unless you're going to be a scientist,
they shouldn't be taking physics in the first place.
But they make it mandatory. It's part of the state
physics
curriculum.
Is mandatory?
You have to take a certain amount of science.
Yeah.
So you take biology
and learn how your body works.
Oh, yeah. You have to take 2 years, 3 years. So you have to take chemistry. I mean, really.
21 after the hour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wonderful emotions you can feel is to find somebody that you want to be with night and day. Peter Frampton with that emotion. Speaking of Frampton, he's recovering, as you can see, the story is at DougStephan.com today, recovering from a bad traffic accident yesterday.
Oh.
A woman who was texting smashed into the back of his car doing full speed.
Oh.
Texting. Ran into the back of his car. Damn these things! They should take her license away and never. You know, people who text to get into an accident, 35 miles an hour, right into the back of the car.
And how badly injured was he?
Right, he's back and neck and shoulder, that kind of stuff. You can read the story at DougStephan.com. This is the kind of stuff. What are we going to do as a society? Maybe Jennifer, this is another thing to put up on Facebook. At what point are we saying stop it? No.
Yeah.
No more of this. I mean, we have sort of, we take a shot at it. Some states like California, I think Massachusetts, it's banned now. Some other states in New York, it probably is.
But why does it even have to be a law? What happened to common sense?
There isn't any anymore,
really,
Jennifer.
Why does it have to be a law? This is just not smart.
No, it isn't. And what? So if there isn't a law against it, then what's the recompense, though, for somebody in this case? Do you agree with me? That this sort of travesty deserves a license removal and
you
10 years or something. What's the right penalty? 800-510-8255. It's just unacceptable. Enough already of this foolishness.
Was this in the UK or in the US?
That is a very good question. Stand by, and I think
it was in the US.
I think it was too. Yeah,
it looks like.
But Roberta, if you were doing your job, you'd have the story open. You see, I gave you all
the clues. Well, I do have DougStephan.com open, but however, I have the Queen of...
Yeah, it was the 101 freeway. He was in L.A.
Yeah, right. Yep. Let's see, 62 years old. He tweeted about getting into the accident. Oh, my God. He was stationary in traffic. Well, that happens all the time on the 101. But how much of this, whether it's a red light or whether it's the 101, is, you know, the 101 is stop and go all the time. What was it, 9:45 in the morning? So they still haven't cleared out yet by that time.
Oh, yeah, it's still bad.
Yeah. So anyway, he's on tour, supposed to be tomorrow night in Minnesota and in Rockford, Illinois on Friday. He's done extraordinarily well for himself. I think people like his sound. It's a good pop. That Baby I Love Your Way just really does it, I think. Anyway, so hopefully he'll be better soon. It's just so unnecessary. It's selfishness. That's really what we have, an epidemic of selfishness in our country. That's really what it is. How else do you explain it? Everybody's thinking about themselves, himself, herself.
Yeah, and they live in their own little bubble, their own
reality.
Own,
right, exactly. Yeah. And these things, these zombie phones, that's what I call them. Not smartphones, they're zombie phones. That's what they are. You're a zombie. You walk in now, aren't you getting ticketed in New York if you walk into people? Using, if you walk down the street, but nobody's doing it. Nobody's paying any attention.
No.
Right? Yeah. Great. All right. Anyway, I mean, there are a lot of good things that come of it, but there are also a lot of bad things, and most of them have to do with the id, if you know what I mean. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
With outlets all over the country, great radio stations carrying the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. We are here working on Tuesday, 1st of August. No, Wednesday. Well, we were working on Tuesday yesterday.
Yeah.
Wednesday it is. It's time for our Queen of Cheap report. Roberta hasn't been here for a while, so let's get a rundown of not only what is here for today, but some of the highlights over the past week or so that you sort of phoned in, Roberta.
Yes, let's start with some free music. Amazon is great for this, and you can upload it to the Amazon cloud and play it on absolutely anything, and they allow you more downloads than iTunes does. But these are either free or very, very inexpensive. First, you can get free music from new artists on Amazon, and we tell you how to do that, and you can maybe discover somebody new that you like. And we also have 20 gold certified songs for just 25 cents each, which is just about free. And we have the list for you of all the songs available for a quarter each at DougSteffen.com. We also have a free travel ebook, 101 free things to do in New York City, if you're heading to New York. And we also have a free kids ebook, which is an Olympic quiz book if you're watching the Olympics with your kids. Today only, if you go over to Pete's, you can get a free iced or blended coffee. We have the coupon for you at DougSteffen.com. We also have a 20% off coupon for you for an Olive Garden lunch. We have, let's see, JCPenney giving free haircuts for kids who are in elementary school. You have to make an appointment, but this is a great
job. JCPenney cuts hair now?
Yes, JCPenney has a salon, and they're giving kids
they always have,
through
yeah.
six,
really?
Sixth grade free haircuts. Also, if you want to give your kid a credit card to use in case of emergencies, well, you can give them an American Express gift card that
break.
You can
wait a minute,
like a
just a
card.
Wait a minute.
And
wait
they'll give you $10 free on it.
Just a second.
What?
Wait a minute. This is...
Well, giving a kid a credit card in case of emergencies. My kid has had a credit card since she was six. I gave her an American Express card.
What's the matter with me? What am I missing here?
Just
cell phones, smartphones, credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
At what age does all of this start? What's appropriate?
It's a new world, Doug. You have to be in touch with your kid, and you want to know that in case of some reason the kid needs to take a taxi or something, or they become separated from you, or whatever. You want them to know at least they have some money. So if you put it on a prepaid card, at least you know they have it.
Yeah.
So they're not stuck.
Jennifer, am I in a hole on this or not?
I kind of see what Roberta's saying, but it seems weird to me because I didn't get a credit card when I was, you know what I mean? I get it, and I don't know that I probably maybe would give my kid a card as well when I have one, but it just seems weird.
You know, and a lot of kids, you know, travel by themselves. Either they have divorced parents or parents in different countries. I mean, my daughter travels by herself to Italy, so she has to have a credit card. What if she gets stranded? She needs a hotel room. Then what?
So, well, sleep outside under the stars. Good for her.
She was only 15, so, you know, hey, here's a
pretty. You don't think anybody age of 15 in Italy sleeps outside under the stars?
I don't think so.
Do you think that's a good idea for a 15-year-old girl?
Yeah,
Probably not.
I don't. Well, maybe the gypsies do, the zingare in Italy, but I don't think anybody other than that.
Zingare.
That's what they call it, zingare.
Zingare.
Are the gypsies throughout Italy. Most of them from Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Big
All
problem
right.
there, by the way.
Yeah.
We also have a one-year subscription.
Big problem is that they don't have credit cards or they don't have...
No, they don't. A free one-year subscription to Field & Stream magazine. Well, they don't have American Express. They have, like, Romanian Express.
Right.
Gypsy Express.
Right. Express. Don't leave home without it.
And this Saturday, a free quart of paint at Ace Hardware. So all of these you'll find at DougStefan.com in the Queen of Chiefs section.
Got any specials from Chick-fil-A?
No, we don't.
No specials from Chick-fil-A?
I don't like them.
Oh, because you're so politically correct.
Yes, I am.
You know what? The best reason to stay away from Chick-fil-A is because chicken is really bad for you.
Freedom of speech. Let's
right.
not...
This is not... Has anything to do, right. The reason to stay away from Chick-fil-A doesn't have anything to do with freedom of speech. It's just the stuff is garbage. Chicken...
Oh, chicken. If it's free-range chicken...
Yeah, but you think they serve free-range chicken
probably
at Chick-fil-A?
No.
At Kentucky Fried Chicken? The best billboard, though, I don't know if you saw this or not. Earlier in the week, was it Monday, Jennifer? After the Chick-fil-A thing erupted into a controversy last weekend, Kentucky Fried Chicken quickly put up billboards in many areas of the country. Great chicken, no hate.
Exactly.
I love it.
That was pretty interesting.
Love it.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. We got other things, though, going back. For the time you were gone, there are some things that are, do they bear repeating or underscoring that you think would be?
There are a lot of evergreen things on there.
Yeah.
For instance, free and cheap summer movie programs for kids, free national park, annual passes for military, 10 tips for shopping at a thrift store, Disneyland and Disney World, discounts for military. Well, and also there's a wonderful section that we've never talked about. This is the best time to go during a movie in case you nature calls and you need to go. Well, it'll list the different movies that are out and it'll tell you where you can go where you really won't miss any of the action in the movie. It's the coolest thing.
By the way,
That's pretty funny.
was
great.
The joke was on me last week. Remember when I said, and people got upset with me because I gave the ending to the Dark Knight?
Mm-hmm.
People called. You weren't around, Roberta.
Oh, but, Robin. Yes.
But somebody was very upset. Robin. Robin?
Robin.
Robin. What are you talking about?
The inspector who goes into the cave at the end. Batman sends him into the cave with the coordinates. His name is Robin.
Oh, couldn't prove it by me.
Yeah, they actually say that when
Robin,
he checks in, they said, oh, Robin's your real name? So
that's Gary Oldman's character,
Batman and Robin.
Huh?
You didn't get that at the end?
I didn't see the end.
We haven't seen it yet, but thanks.
Oh,
you guys are terrible.
Well, but here's the joke. Brendan, my son, told me he'd gone to see the premiere in Hollywood with a couple of his acting buddies. They went to the midnight show. I think it was the night before it opened or something. He'd gone to see it. So I said to him, "Well, how does it end?" And he told me Batman gets killed. So I went on the air and I said, Batman dies at the end. And then Brendan said to me on Sunday, I was yanking your chain because I knew you'd go on the air and say that because that isn't how it ends.
What's worse is that people are really upset with you for people actually even called into your character about being a broadcaster.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. I'm an awful guy.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Terrible. I know, yeah.
Yeah.
You were in trouble. You can't give away the ending of a movie, even though it wasn't really the
ending. I can if I want to. Well, why can't I? That's right, exactly. Freedom of speech, Jennifer. Remember? Who is still swatting those flies?
Fly. I love that. That's my
You know, Doug, we went to see it last night, Vic and I.
Did you?
In Wakefield, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And I go up and I say, two tickets, please. And he goes, that's $13. And I went, I want two tickets. He said, yes, that's $13.
They had to put it on special, get people to come see it?
No, Tuesdays, apparently, they have a $6.50 every movie all time.
Oh, really?
And I was like, wait, $13? That's, you know, the cost of one movie ticket in New York.
Oh, yeah, I know it. Yeah,
sometimes
right.
It's more.
Yeah, it's $11 here.
I was like, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Really? $13 for two tickets?
Let's go back to the Chick-fil-A thing for a second, because the attitude is interesting. I'm very supportive of the idea that a person who runs a company has the right to free speech. And just because he owns a company, he hasn't been disenfranchised from his First Amendment rights. Ben and Jerry, they are very, very, very staunchly liberal. Who wants to disenfranchise them? You see how one-sided this is? The guy that runs Amazon, Howard Schultz of Starbucks, they all have an agenda. The same as this guy, what is his name, Dan something or other, who runs Chick-fil-A, has an agenda. So why is it different for somebody who's on the right versus somebody who's on the left? That's where I think a lot of people are. There's a hypocrisy here to this. I don't think that Chick-fil-A, I don't think anybody said Chick-fil-A doesn't serve customers who are gay. Right? Do they? If there's a sign on the door at Chick-fil-A,
no,
if you're gay, don't come in.
He attributed to a that's campaign all. Against gay marriage.
Right. Okay. So that's his right to do
and
it.
He has every right
that.
To do that.
Of course
is
he
it
does.
A smart business decision because he could be alienating
no.
some of
well,
the customer
well, maybe it is.
Base.
Maybe it isn't. But
no.
It's
but
none of it, it's why he. How did it become public? Did he say that he gave?
Someone found out about it, and then they asked him, and he didn't deny it. He said, "Yes, I do." And you know, the PR guy for Chick-fil-A died.
Really? I didn't know that.
Last week, under all this pressure, I think.
Really?
I don't know if it had anything to do with it,
oh
but had a heart attack and died.
Yeah. I just think that there's no difference. Ben and Jerry on one side, the guy from Chick-fil-A on the other side, let them have at it. It's what makes our country great and strong, and people who get in the way of it are bad Americans. Anybody who thinks these people don't have the right to say what they want, express themselves, the controversy is fine. And it is, you don't want to go buy stuff from Chick-fil-A? I wouldn't not go to Chick-fil-A because of what their social agenda is. It's just lousy food. But that's the decision that you all make. I know a lot of people think Chick-fil-A is delicious. It's great, different, better than whatever. I don't eat chicken. So that's my reason for not going there. But I know my son goes. He thinks they're great. And I know a lot of people who think they're very good at what they do. To not go there because the guy, that's your right to do it, if that's the way you feel. But don't say anything about people not going to buy Ben and Jerry's ice cream because of their points of view on social issues as well. You can say it, but you're a hypocrite if you do. All right, how's that? I think I just straightened everybody out. Wow.
I think you did, boss.
Oof. Okay. So Jennifer is going to straighten this out when it comes to television news and events. Jen's on the top of the pile, and she has that info for us in a moment on Good Day.
Do you know which American president first established the Purple Heart? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In August of 1782, General George Washington first ordered that soldiers who perform meritorious acts should be awarded a Purple Heart as a symbol of their unusual gallantry. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
There was 56 channels and
all right, let's get at this, Jennifer. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The gold medal today commercial spoilage. the Olympics being covered by NBC. A lot of people are moaning and groaning about the coverage, blah, 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 blah. But this is very interesting. They are in the middle of playing. I mean, this is, hello, is everybody home at the store? They play a promo for the Today Show, which shows the winner of the contest that they are actually airing on the air, and the people watching it haven't seen the results yet.
Isn't that great? Yeah, they're getting criticism at NBC for the tape delaying thing. But
else are they going to do it?
How
that
else
makes
are they
sense.
Do
they
it?
Have to do that. But, I mean, hello, put your promos someplace where you don't look like fools for running stuff that hasn't been covered
yet.
Don't
spoil the ending.
Yeah, right. Of the movie or the Olympics, yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
All right, so big stuff happening in Hollywood, and more trouble for our buddy. Well, he's not our buddy, but Fred Willard. He's in trouble again. ABC is pulling the last two episodes of its improv series, Trust Us With Your Life, that featured Fred Willard because of his arrest in Hollywood. They don't want to be associated with that bad.
Were you around, Roberta, when this happened?
No, what was he arrested for?
What?
In
really?
The world's come over.
He was arrested in an adult theater, we'll just say that.
Right, with his pants down.
With this,
what's wrong with that?
Well, that's apparently the police.
What else do you do in an adult theater? Right, you go in there, right, to watch, you know, to read the articles, right. And...
Well, ABC figures that getting rid of him, it's actually better to put on a repeat of Wipeout, which if you've seen Wipeout, their live version, isn't that great? Repeat's even better, so poor Fred.
Mm.
Okay, we're moving on from that. Did you like that? All right, Current TV, welcome.
I think Roberta's got a point. Why are the police wandering around inside a theater?
It's part of their law. It's part of the law in L.A. that they can go through anytime. Random check.
Why don't they just close down those theaters?
They should. Or why don't you just watch it at home? You can have a whole selection right on your computer.
Okay.
All right. In September, Current TV is welcoming Joy Behar to the network. She has a new one-hour nightly series called Joy Behar Say Anything. The series will look at her perspective on politics, religion, social issues, pop culture. It's going to start, September 4th at 6 p.m. It'll air Monday through Thursday with an encore later that evening, because if you've looked at the current schedule, there's only a few live shows on it. VH1 is bringing back their very, very popular franchise pop-up video. It comes back August 6th at 12 p.m. New season offers more musical trivia, insight, and comments popped into music videos, which I always love that show because they come up with, like, the weirdest fun facts about music videos, which is cool. Anderson Cooper, also in the news. His show is getting a total reboot from Warner Brothers. The ratings were not that great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not that great. He's going to start putting the show in front of a live studio audience, which he hadn't been doing before. He also is going to allow that audience to do the seat tweets. So fans attending the show will actually get to send out live tweets from their seat at the show taping, which will probably drum up some publicity. Brady Bunch reboot is coming to TV. This is a project from Vince Vaughn.
Can we do something? It really annoys me when Chuck Curry uses that term all the time.
Reboot?
Can we just say coming back or something? Reboot sounds...
Another version?
Yeah, whatever.
Of the Brady Bunch, is that all right? All right, so CBS is developing another version, reboot, of the Brady Bunch. It's from Vince Vaughn. And it's going to revolve around Bobby Brady, Mike Brady's youngest son. He's going to be a divorced dad with kids who remarries and starts a new family. Now, unlike the original, where we never heard about the former Mrs. Brady or the former... whatever her name was, her ex-husband. This is going to actually feature both of the exes of Bobby and his new wife, and it's going to follow their kid, their shared child, as well as their blended family. So it's kind of cool. I like it.
Sounds too complicated. Modern Family has a new dog. What happened to the old dog?
Modern Family has a new dog? I didn't get the breaking news. What's
the
story?
Quietly recast the dog that plays... Stella.
Oh, Jay's dog, yeah.
The French bulldog, real name Bridget, hired through an animal acting agency. Did you know there was such a thing? Good dog animals?
I would imagine there has to be. I think you should get Charlotte involved in this. Your bulldog would be great.
Yeah, I think
make you some money.
Ought to have done that about 6 years ago. She's a little, maybe not. Maybe people still be interested.
I think it's perfect.
A character has great faces anyway.
Yeah, and she could destroy a box like nobody's business.
She does. That makes great video. All right, so that's that story. And, we're out of time, Jennifer.
I know.
But I think you got most everything in, didn't you, for a change?
Pretty much. Katie Kirk launches her new show September 10th. That's the day on ABC.
Very nice.
Now I'm done.
51 after on Good Day. See.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Today only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's now 33 after the hour. No, it isn't either. Where the heck have I been? It's 53 past the hour. Warren Eckstein, I get so excited. He's one of my best radio friends. And if you've got an animal, he's one of your animal's best friends. Host of the Pet Show every week on lots and lots and lots of great radio stations on Sirius XM as well. I was talking a minute ago about dogs that are actors. I did not know that there was an agency called Good Dog Animals that basically hires your dog or whatever animal you have to be in movies and TV shows. Have you ever done
that? There are literally dozens of agents that just represent animals. Oh, yeah, there are agents out here on the West Coast, for example. When I lived in New York, there was a little booklet called the Madison Avenue Handbook where all advertising agencies and movie people went.
Really?
And there are literally listings of a half a dozen people that, you know, if you need a rhino Sunday morning, they get you a rhino. If you need a rabbit Tuesday night. So, yeah, they do. And there are a lot of people, believe it or not, that ask me on the radio, where do I send my dog's headshots? Huh. I want to get them into commercials.
I want to be. So have you ever used one of these agents for your dogs?
I never did. They came to me. I was never really an agent, but, you know, I had a pretty decent reputation, so they would come to me. That's how I got involved with training the, if you remember years ago, Buster Brown shoes?
Yeah.
Well, Buster Brown and Tig, I live in a shoe. Well, Tig was trained by me, not the original, but the last Tig was trained by me. He was owned by the Buster Brown company, toured the country with me, and when he retired, I brought him back from the company, lived a long, happy life with me. But it's amazing, if you look back at dogs and cats in TV, whether it be commercials or movies, how prevalent they really are.
Well, people used to tell me I should take Charlotte to one of those, and I never paid much attention to it, but she is such a character, even if she didn't do anything, just her faces.
Her faces. Charlotte's face is so sweet. I'm not kissing up to you, believe me, Doug, but her face is so sweet that literally, if you get her on camera, you'll never have to do another radio show. You retire.
Really? Okay. Let's set it up. When I'm back in L.A. this fall, we'll set it up, all right?
There you go. I get 10%. Don't forget.
You get 10%. Help yourself. What's this pet flash mob? I don't understand. Maybe Jennifer or Roberta, somebody help me with the idea of a flash mob. And
they're a big trend on Twitter, and people use Twitter to say, okay, we're going to meet at this certain time. And then they show up, and a lot of times it's like a dance mob, basically. And they have like a routine that they do, and everybody dances in this just an impromptu performance.
Really? That's exactly what happened. This past weekend, I was doing a remote broadcast from Ventura County Humane Society. It was their big weekend Hugs and Slurps Adopt-a-thon. And I'm standing around. All of a sudden, I'm hearing loud music in the background. I look over, and they're dragging me. Now, I did not dance at my own wedding. I do not dance. That just me. But they put me into this mob, and they were flash mobbing with dogs and people dancing, just like you said. And I think what they do now is they're going to go around the country raising awareness about the availability of dogs and cats that are up for adoption.
So that's a good
great
thing.
Idea.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's a good idea. All right, so that's very interesting. You have a blog this week on the L.A. Zoo, the fact the elephants there aren't very happy. Yes, no, what?
First of all, elephants should not be at any zoo. That's the bottom line. They're way too big, way too sensitive. Years ago when I was a peace officer investigating animal abuse, I would go to circuses and I would go to zoos. And if you ever watch the elephants there just rocking back and forth, which is typical of neurotic behavior in animals, you can tell they're not happy. Plus, there's an awful lot of abuse that goes on. Now, the elephants at LA Zoo, they've been going after them for years and years and years. The area was too small. They built a bigger area, but it's still not qualified for the elephants. Put them in a sanctuary. That's the bottom line.
Really? Are there other animals? You're right about it. I was just thinking, animals that move back and forth, especially when it's hot, they are nervous, and that's the way they explain.
Well, do you ever notice a person that has some type of mental disorder? They might sit in a chair and they'll rock back and forth if they're anxious or they're nervous. Yeah. And the same thing goes to dogs and cats included.
Roberta's like that all the time. All right, what do you advise people emailing me? And I noticed that you have answered some questions about veterinarians, how expensive they are, how do you pay the bill, what happens if your dog is sick, you don't have any money. What do you tell people who don't have money in terms of getting veterinary care?
You know, it's real interesting. Yesterday, I spent the entire day at one of the largest veterinary specialty hospitals in the entire country. Over 50 veterinarians. They had MRIs, CAT scans. I wish I would go there when something was wrong with me.
You, yeah.
And the cost factor is there. I'll give you a prime example. People complain about the cost of veterinary medicine, and I understand that. But here's the average specialist. They go to college for 4 years. They go to vet school for 4 years. They intern for 2 years, and they do a residency for 3 years. Add that up before they start earning a decent living. So I understand the expensive end of it. What I think needs to be done is veterinarians need to really work out more payment plans or options for people because they're caught in emergency. But here's what I do. Every week when I get paid, I take a certain amount of money and I put it in a savings account. That is my dog's emergency savings
really?
Account if I need surgery.
What a great idea.
And a lot of people do that. You know, insurance is great. I'm not against insurance. A lot of people have it. But the bottom line is a lot of people that don't want to pay for insurance, they do the same thing. They set up a private. It's like a college tuition account for my dogs, only it's for medical purposes.
All right. That's excellent, Warren. That's a great idea. Thank you for suggesting it. Hopefully people take it to heart. Warren Eckstein is the man when it comes to animals. He's here with us on Good Day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.